This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for September 2020. How did classical music play a part of Joanne Fivell's life as a teacher, leader, mentor, and musician? And what musical instruments did she play? Joanne Louise Fivell grew up in Roanoke, Virginia. In second grade, Joanne was provided with a violin and began lessons. In the fourth grade, she began playing the viola. Quote, by age 15, she was performing with the Roanoke Symphony, something she credits to her school's early string programs. Joanne Fivell earned her B.S. in Elementary Education English at Longwood College in Farmville. Later, Ms. Fivell attended Yale University, joining a humanities program, and played in the Yale Symphony Orchestra. Ms. Fivell began teaching English in 1959 at Denby Elementary School, working as a seventh grade teacher for 1 year. Then she taught at Warwick High School, that changed its name to Ferguson High School. When Ferguson High School closed in 1995, she taught at Warwick High School. Ms. Fivell taught for 40 years, 1959 through 1999. Erica Reif of the Daily Press said, when she booms a question to the class, her open hands shoot out high in front of her. Each word is clear. Her deep voice is edged with a scratchiness that works with her brand of humor, heavy sarcasm. Students tune into it. They feel kinship with a teacher who introduces a term tongue-in-cheek. Her no-nonsense approach seems to spur students. Even if some roll their eyes or smirk and giggle, they also raise their hands to speak and participate in class discussions willingly. Principal Stanley Mayo said, Fivell has a reputation for being demanding in the classroom. Students love her for that tough teaching style. She also has been the faculty force behind the homecoming and student government for 24 years. She worked tirelessly to oversee, quote, each homecoming dance and parade, attending weekly SCA meetings and guiding student projects such as blood drives and cleaning the campus. Fivell says, in the beginning, it was the music thing. Now it's SCA. What motivated Ms. Fivell? She says, I just like working with the students. Ferguson High School class of 1993 Vice President Lee Ann Manning says, she remembers Fivell taking her out to dinner with another student as reward for homecoming well done. It was a personal gesture. I've never seen a teacher that dedicated. Some teachers will sponsor a club for a year or two and then quit. Manning says SCA continued because of Joanne Fivell. Students remember Ms. Fivell, quote, as a singer, actress, and musician who acted out characters in front of the classroom. She conducted the school orchestra and played violin backup for Gladys Knight and the Pips at the Hampton Jazz Festival. Pat Seward, 1968 Ferguson graduate who became a supervisor of language arts and reading with Newport News Schools, studied world literature under Fivell. She says, I remember her sharing some of her acting techniques with us. When reading a dramatic selection, she would demonstrate how it would look on stage. She would then create each character with her voice. When Ferguson High School decided to put on a Broadway musical that required string players, Fivell made the decision to find the string players needed to conduct the orchestra. Quote, she advertised in the school bulletin and found several students who were studying musical instruments privately. She followed through by giving string lessons and teaching the Ferguson Orchestra after school. On Saturday, she helped direct All City Orchestra for students. Fivell did it, she said, quote, for those kids who voiced an interest and were willing to give their time before and after school for it. Dr. Frank said, as a 14-year-old violinist at Ferguson High School, I played violin for Ms. Fivell's school orchestra that she conducted in the late 60s. She took us to all these places so we could participate. She was the only person holding it together. She did it for the love of it. She wasn't getting anything for it. I remember her being a tough teaching, talking teacher, having a Margaret Thatcher iron fist. She cared and wanted us to do our best job in whatever music we were performing. She led by example. When we were struggling with a full Broadway score and having trouble playing it, she would pick up a violin and show us how to do it. She'd sing, she'd play, anything to get us to do it right. She was respected, feared, and loved. Later, as a performer, I appreciated Miss Feivel's direct methods. Feivel says, quote, "She went into the profession totally committed. She never married or had children, although she sometimes says her children number about 150 per school year. That's 6,000 children." Ellen McDade, a former student, said Miss Feivel, quote, "always asked her about her life beyond academics. Even after I graduated, she was still very interested in me as an individual." McDade says Miss Feivel cared for her mother until she died, something that I consider noble. Joanne Feivel inspired, encouraged, and motivated you to do your best work. She cared about you and believed in you before you believed in yourself. She led the way by example. She would demonstrate how to do the work and then have you try it. She raised the bar of excellence. Joanne Feivel was a teacher, leader, conductor, choir master, mentor, actress, accomplished violinist, and sang with a beautiful voice. She was a member of the Peninsula Symphony Orchestra, Peninsula Community Theater, Virginia State College Orchestra, National Thespian Society, Yale Symphony Orchestra, and the Newport News Operatic Society. She was the first orchestra conductor at Ferguson High School and was the choir director at a local church. Joanne Feivel's brilliant light was extinguished on March 19, 2005, at the age of 68. She leaves a lasting legacy of teaching four generations of students to be excellent teachers, leaders, mentors, coaches, and thinkers. She taught 6,000 students in 40 years. In heaven, she is leading the choir and playing on her violin.